Easter Sunday was shredded by bomb explosions at three churches and three hotels. The death toll now tops 200, with hundreds more wounded. Seven people are said to be in police custody for questioning. We get a report from Grace Lee of Reuters.
Some of those buildings were in the capital of Colombo, and according to police, a total of three churches and three hotels have been hit, including the Shangri-La. Footage from local media showed damage from the blasts inside one of the churches, along with ambulances driving away with the injured. Colombo National Hospital said that several wounded people were brought in for treatment. Sources from two leading tourist hotels in Colombo also confirmed the explosions, but didn't give any details. There were no immediate claims of responsibility.
The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it has blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation and rumors. World leaders have been quick to condemn the bloodletting. Calling it a horrific terrorist attack, Prime Minister Imran Khan of Pakistan said, "My profound condolences go to our Sri Lankan brethren. Pakistan stands in complete solidarity with Sri Lanka in their hour of grief." This day's carnage is sure to bring back memories of a three-decade-long civil war between Sri Lanka's ruling Sinhalese Buddhist majority and Tamil separatists. Those were years filled with atrocities committed by both sides. Pope Francis is urging people to avoid seeking the meaning of life in things that pass away. At the Vatican, he asked, "Why not prefer Jesus, the true light, to the glitter of wealth, career, pride, and pleasure?" The pontiff also condemned the terrorism in Sri Lanka. Egyptians are voting this weekend on constitutional amendments that would allow President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. Critics of the weekend vote call it a power grab by el-Sisi. The United States has begun a multi-million-dollar cleanup of a one-time American airbase in Vietnam, which was used to store the highly toxic chemical Agent Orange. This is VOA News. Once again in Paris, a Sunday morning cleanup. That's because thousands of Yellow Vest protesters again marched through the city on Saturday as they tried to drive home their message to a government they say is ignoring the poor. Police reported making more than 120 arrests. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Tear gas hung in the air throughout the afternoon Saturday around the Place de la République in Paris. Radical protesters hurled paving stones and flares, attacked at least one boarded-up shop, and set fire to a few vehicles. Police repeatedly charged in an effort to contain the crowd. Associated Press reporters saw at least two journalists injured in the melee. Meanwhile, a separate, smaller crowd of yellow vests marched peacefully toward the cordoned-off neighborhood around Notre Dame. They're urging the French government not to forget the poor, even as it gathers millions to rebuild the fire-damaged cathedral. I'm Ben Thomas.
Demonstrations also took place yesterday in Bordeaux and Toulouse, as well as other French cities. This is the 23rd consecutive weekend of yellow vest protests. In Sudan, authorities have arrested several top members of the ruling party of ousted President Omar al-Bashir. It is seen as a move that could bolster the military junta, which is under mounting pressure from street demonstrators to hand power back to a civilian government. In another part of a widening crackdown designed to remove remnants of al-Bashir's rule, the so-called Transitional Military Council said it will retire all eight lieutenant generals in the National Intelligence and Security Service. Opposition groups had demanded that Sudan's security agencies be restructured. An explosion has shaken the Libyan capital of Tripoli. Eyewitnesses say they saw an aircraft circling the capital before opening missile fire on a southern suburb. The raid apparently hit a military camp of forces loyal to the central government, which has now closed Tripoli's Mitiga International Airport. The rebel Libyan National Army, led by Khalifa Haftar, began an offensive 2 weeks ago, but has so far been unable to breach Tripoli's southern defenses. The United Nations has called for a ceasefire in Libya, but Russia and the United States have blocked a Security Council resolution. This weekend, the White House said U.S. President Donald Trump had spoken by telephone with Haftar, recognizing what a statement called Haftar's significant role in fighting terrorism and securing Libya's oil resources. On April 22nd, more than a billion people in 192 countries are expected to take part in a global day of political and civic action for the Earth. People will march, plant trees, clean up their cities, parks, and waterways, while corporations pledge to work toward sustainability, all to mark Earth Day 2019. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.